What is going on? How is everyone doing tonight? This is a lovely Sunday evening. We're all here. We're together. And tomorrow is technically the start of free agency. So I think that people should be a little happier. Like, Brodney, I should see a little more joy in your face because this is the first opportunity that the Carolina Panthers have to make their team better, put them in a better situation. Like, you should be happier, like, more joyful, like, get the spirits up.
Yeah, all right. That's cool.
All right, how y'all doing today?
doing okay.
I'm doing great. How about you, Brodney and Hendo? How are you guys, gentlemen, doing?
Doing just fantastic.
I love it.
I'm doing wonderful. Listen, the league year is about to start, so there is about to be a lot of movement in the NFL. You know,
a whole lot of opportunities for you to live stream.
I like it. I think that's exactly
you
it.
You too, Yolanda. You have a Ravens channel.
I'm sorry, what?
You too. You have a Ravens channel.
You do too. You have a Ravens
channel. No, I do not. I have a general sports channel.
You have a Ravens / Panthers channel. So that should be double the live stream.
I have a general sports channel.
Wait a minute, Yolanda. Excuse me, Yolanda. He has a Ravens / Panthers channel. He has a Ravens / Panthers / Steelers. He has a Ravens channel and he has a Ravens roundtable channel. He has four channels.
I don't have four channels.
Daily streams. That's what I mean.
One channel.
Yeah.
Daily channel.
I see you on Sundays. I see you on Mondays. I see you on Tuesdays.
Yeah, no. I'm on other people's shows. See, I have one channel. Yolanda has two. You have two.
I have one.
You have two.
Oh, yeah, I do have two. I have two.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, exactly. You have two.
All right.
Yeah, all over here, minding my business, can't even count your damn selves.
Man, I'd be forgetting about that other channel. But it's about to ramp up. All right, listen, let's get this over with because we're not going to be here that long. Like, it's not really much news going on. And I mean, it's not a lot of news going on. And I think that we have spoke about a lot of this stuff ad nauseum. Like, we've talked about it for the last several days. You know, we're going to try to put a little different spin, a little different twist on it, and make this a fun little 10-15 minute stream.
There you go.
Does that sound
7 minutes to go? Let's get it.
We're not even going to go to the high end of 15 minutes. We're just going to stop.
Like, what's the point of having the low end? And, if you're never going to aim for that low end, why do you even have it?
All right, whatever. Let's see who we got up in here. We got Team Ramey in the house. What's going on? Appreciate you for dropping by. Bazell, what's good, Bazell? You good, bro? Like, we haven't heard you around a lot. Like,
we missed your energy, Brandon.
He was just streaming with Jay the other day.
Yeah, but he's like,
Jay, let's hop back on the stream bandwagon, please. Miss your streams.
What's going on, Reg? How you feel? Black Daniels, what's going on? Long time no see. And speaking of Mr. J, what it do, son?
What's going on, Jay?
Don't let listen. I realized something last night when Yolanda bullied me into doing the stream on her channel. Don't let people bully you into streaming. If you don't feel like streaming, don't do it. Unless your name is Brodney, and it's
no. See, I was about to jump in on your side right there because
what's up, Rob?
Like, you all used to make up all these stories about me about how I was a bully and blah blah blah. And I'm so mean, and let me tell you, y'all have not seen me until you seen Yolanda backstage. You will not believe what she just called me.
No comment. No comment. What's up, Chef?
Yolanda was bringing up generational trauma backstage.
And it's not the first time that she did that today.
She did it to me
as well. I'm not going to say anything. But she did it to me today. She did it to me like 20 minutes ago. And I first read it. And I was like, no, really? In this day and age?
What news do we have to discuss tonight about the Baltimore Ravens?
No denials.
And that's the good thing about it. I'm glad you're owning up to it. We don't have to take you to LBHT and put you on a court of public opinion. Again. You're owning up to it again.
Well, we all know what happened there. I was acquitted.
No, you weren't.
Yeah,
you got
she got the OJ the first time. You know, she rallied the troops in the chat and they said innocent, but they don't know you, Lonnie.
Pretty much she had the bloody glove that had dried up and shrunk and tried to put it on over a plastic glove and was like, if it don't fit, you must have quit. Hey, yeah, but that's not happening. All right, let's jump into this.
No, Jay, worse.
Oh, worthy, much worse. And this is the phrase that you should not be using.
I'll tell you later, Jay.
No, let's just not. We did. Okay. First topic, because we only have that 15 minutes.
And we got four minutes left.
We're going to go until we finish these topics, because I actually have a text message, a recent text message from the same individual that just took me all out of myself. And it said, you have to give the people what they want. If they ask for it, you have to give it to them.
Hendo, that's one thing I'm really happy that you don't listen to others, because you don't ever give into conformity. You think for yourself. You formulate your own opinions. So whoever told you that in the chat, we're just going to totally ignore that. That's
your lot of favorite parts of the video right there.
You're right.
It's amazing how all of this pertains to her. Like it all comes full circle. It is all about her. But yes, let's jump into the first topic. And of course, we have to talk about this because it is the big news involving the Baltimore Ravens. And that is the Baltimore Ravens re-signed Justin Madubuike to a 4-year, $98 million contract with $75.5 million in guarantees, $53.5 million up front. You guys, do you think that this to you was the right move for the Baltimore Ravens, starting with you, Bronny?
I would have just gone an extra 30 guaranteed and got Chris Jones if this is the road we're going down. I think it was fantastic for Justin Madubuike. Congrats to him. Very, very, very happy for Justin Madubuike. He had a fantastic season. He earned every one of them dollars. I just would have preferred that he got him somewhere else.
Okay.
I was happy. Okay. I was very happy to have Justin come back to the team. And then I thought about it a little bit more. Hi, Marcus. I thought about it a little bit more and I'm like, hey, that's like $98 million. And even with the increase in salary cap, we still have a lukewarm history with managing money. Okay. So being that there is evidence of mismanagement of funds and lack of frugality, I just have some concerns with the amount of the contract.
Okay. I mean, he got paid and love it. I love when the players get their money. But when your back's against the wall, and a lot of people are praising the fact that they signed him before that Chris Jones signed his contract. To me, from the Ravens organization standpoint, Chris Jones' contract has nothing to do with Justin Madubuike. All praise what he did this season. He's not Chris Jones.
No, he's not.
He's not. So people saying that Chris Jones' contract would have affected Madubuike, BS. It's BS. Because the Ravens would have been like, yo, you did this for 1 year. You did this for one season. And you want that much money? I think he's lucky to get the $98 million that he did what he needed to do in his contract. Yeah, but it's like comparing apples and oranges to me. I don't think personally it was the right move for the Baltimore Ravens. Money could have gone elsewhere. We still don't have starting guards.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And that's kind of that's where I take issue with the re-signing. I'm happy to have Justin back. I'm not going to take that away from him. I think he was an incredible player last year for us. And while I'm grateful that he is back, I just realized that we have so many gaps on this team and we really need to do right by Lamar. I don't want to waste any more of Lamar's quote, prime years, not having the talent around him that he needs, including and not limited to that offensive line, wide receivers, and running backs.
Right. So Ramey brought up a comment saying, happy we have him back in the middle without Queen, likely not coming back. So my question is, I heard someone also say they have an issue with the fact that they tagged him one day and then several days later, they signed him to an extension. And the question brought up was, why didn't they just sign him to this contract and use the franchise tag on Queen? Do you guys think that the Ravens had any intention of bringing Patrick Queen back this upcoming season?
No.
Yeah.
And listen, I saw a lot of people praising the extension because it opened up a lot of cap room. Y'all are over the cap still with his long-term deal. So, Patrick Queen was never coming back from the moment they traded that second-round pick and extended Roquan Smith. Patrick Queen was gone. And I hope that he gets a similar deal wherever he ends up. He's played great the last year and a half. But it was never going to happen with Patrick Queen. And, you know, the problem that I have here is you don't even have starting guards. Like, not that they're bad. You just don't even have starters on the O-line at this point, right? You know, you got your number two wide receiver from last year is a free agent, right? Yeah, you don't know who's going to replace him. Your top two running backs from last year are free agents. The number three has a torn ACL. You don't know who is going to be replacing any of these guys. And you had already extended Broderick Washington, Michael Pierce, and drafted Travis Jones. You could have rebuilt the interior D-line around those three with some later draft picks and moved on that way. Since the defense is going to take a step back regardless.
Right. I'm sorry, I just have a question for Robert. Robert said, dude earned his bag. Guards can be found in the free agent market. Guards can be found in the draft. Why hasn't EDC found a guard in the draft yet?
Hey, Robert.
And to pick,
can you find defensive tackles in free agency in the draft?
And my only thing, Robert, I was going to ask, or just kind of like posit this for consideration. Yes, while there might be guards in the draft, that's true. I have a serious problem with placing such a heavy load on a first-year player. I want a player who is established in the league. That's just my preference. Yeah. For example, Zay Flowers. We put so much on him, and we have to remember that although he is a great player, and some players are like that, they just come into the league and they wow you with their talent, right? When it came time for the big lights, when we're in the postseason, that fumble by Zay was, to me, inexperience in the end zone. Part of it could have been due to inexperience and part of it not. But
I disagree. I'm sorry, y'all. I disagree on that one. Dude had like 130 yards receiving in his second playoff game. And he had two hands on the ball. It was just a good play by the defense.
It was also inexperience because this is right after he got a taunting penalty.
But that part.
And on that play, had he had some more experience, he wouldn't have been dancing around in the same spot, and he would have picked a path, ran forward, and probably scored on that play.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. It's that lack of experience that leads to mistakes. He's never going to forget that. True. This is something that Zay Flowers will take with him moving forward. So he's now a better player for it. Experience is the best teacher. So he now has that sting. Like, man, if I would have just made that play, if I would have just made that catch, the outcome could have been totally different for my team. And I'm not putting all of this on Zay because I'm certainly not. I'm just using this by way of example to say I prefer to have a starter, not to be necessarily a rookie. I know we did it with Tyler Linderbaum and it panned out great. Fine. That happens from time to time. But for me personally, I'd like to see an experienced guard and then maybe a backup as a rookie and allow that to develop.
Because what you're saying is EDC has drafted successful defensive tackles, right? Defensive linemen. But he has yet to really draft a successful guard, except for Ben Powers in his last season. So I would have more faith that he could find a defensive player in the draft than he could an offensive player. I'm just trying to make that. All right, moving on to the next topic. We're going to go with Saquon Barkley. Now, Saquon Barkley has been Baltimore has been rumored to be one of the front runners and in serious contention to actually extend the contract and try to acquire Saquon Barkley. I personally will believe it when I see it because the Ravens are always linked to a lot of players and they never sign them. So are they really in serious contention for him, or are they just putting the news out there so they can tell people, look, we're trying to get Lamar help. We're trying to do right by him. You know, it could be all smoke and mirrors. So to you guys, starting with you, Yolanda, should Saquon Barkley be the Ravens' top free agent priority since they signed Madubuike?
I think it's definitely up there. I'm not going to say it should be the top, but certainly he should be up there. And, you know, like my thought is, what are we doing at wide receiver? What are we doing? You know, so top priority to me is definitely O-line for obvious reasons. But Saquon, bring him. Absolutely. That would be a lovely addition. So I'm not opposed to Saquon.
I got a question. This is the last time I'm addressing somebody's question. What has Voorhees done in the NFL?
Or college.
Facts.
I did give him a break. If you listen to what I said, I said in acknowledging.
Backstage, Yolanda coming out. You better stop. You better stop, Robert. You better chill.
What I was saying was he is a rookie, and I acknowledge that. And I'm not putting, and I also said that I'm not putting all of the blame on Zay Flowers. It's certainly you win as a team, you lose as one. But I was just using that by way of an example to show that that's a mistake. And yes, could it have happened to OBJ? Yeah. Could it have happened to Nelson Agholor? Sure. But did it happen to them? And so the evidence that we have is that it happened to Zay. So that's what I'm going to go with. But yes, I do take your point, Robert, and you're right. I'll definitely give him a break and allow for some
You were just saying that stop putting the heavy burden of expectation on such young players because they're trying to do the same thing with Salah. They're trying to do the same thing with Ayalele, and they're not ready.
They're not.
And Voorhees, who's never played a down in the NFL, he couldn't stay healthy in college. But all of a sudden, he's going to get into the NFL and become this miraculous player that we've never seen play. And this is the problem that a lot of us have. We're putting expectations on players that haven't done anything. I mean, I understand it's a name, but let's put this on the flip side. Why are we saying that the Ravens need to go out and get a free agent cornerback? Or why are we saying the Ravens need to go out and draft a cornerback in the first round? But we have Pepe. We have Jalen Armour Davis. I don't hear y'all bringing out the names of the young defenders, but when it comes to offense, it's always, oh, we got these guys on the back burner. They'll come in and they'll produce.
My concern with placing so much stock in Voorhees is the same that it would be for any player who's coming off of an injury, but even more so for him because – you know, like Hendo said, he's never played a down in the league. So that's concerning.
Yeah, but back to the original question. Should the Ravens Bradley make Saquon a priority?
You know, it's tough to say at this point. Like my thing coming into to free agency was go sign Saquon and fix the O-line, which they could have done had they not signed Justin Madubuike, right?
Right.
But having signed Justin Madubuike, we got to wait and see what kind of moves they make before Wednesday to even get under the cap, you know, how much room they're going to open up. You know, the talk is that they're a serious contender for Saquon. But, you know, at that point, you get Saquon Barkley and you don't fix the guard situation, what's the matter? And, you know, the Ravens, well, specifically Eric DaCosta, has not shown the ability to go and get free agent offensive lineman or go and get offensive lineman in the draft, you know, when he's kind of cherry picking, right? You know, right. when they're trying to go cheap, they needed to get the top of the class, the free agent class for the offensive lineman. Go get guys that you know can play. Because when you've left it up to him to go and sign guys, it's been Villanueva, it's been Juwan James, you know, it's been Simpson, right? He has.
Yeah, can JK stay healthy? But I hear y'all clamoring for him.
Yeah. Rashad Bateman.
My whole thing, and I think our whole thing is what we've done in the past has not worked. This defensive first idea, this defensive first ideology hasn't gotten us back to a Super Bowl. So why would we not try something different and start paying offensive players? Even when the Ravens signed Morgan Moses, I was not a big fan. I knew him when he played for the Jets, when he played for the Commanders. He was a backup tackle that was thrust into action because of injury. And we went out and we gave this man $15 million over 3 years. And $15 million is no small chunk of change. But for a right tackle, that's nothing.
Right.
And that tells you to his ability. So why aren't we going out here getting Lamar the best protection that we possibly can? Yes, he signed Zeitler. And Zeitler had already been on four different teams. Simpson, I don't know why you're doing the Simpson thing. Simpson couldn't make it on the Raiders. Simpson was cut. He was a bum.
And the Zeitler signing is because he was cut. That's why he was signing. It didn't affect the comp picks. So, yeah, that's cool. They pounced on him. What are you going to do if a good starting guard doesn't get cut this year?
Right.
Because John Simpson's not a good starting guard.
At all.
No. No.
Yeah, and Ben Cleveland, he was a third round pick. He's been there for a few years. He has not earned the right to start in Baltimore. He's not somebody that I'm going to rely on going into next season. This is not a rebuilding team. This is a team that's supposed to be competing for a Super Bowl. Like, don't just say, hey, we'll figure it out. Right? It makes no sense.
Thanks. Let's piece together an offensive line and see how it works. Let's get Lamar these young, cheap rookies or these young, cheap free agents on the offensive side and see if it pans out. And if it doesn't, we'll try again next year. And we'll do the exact same thing. And don't let the outlier of Odell Beckham Jr. fool you. They only signed OBJ to sign Lamar.
Right.
Because outside of that, they would have never paid $15 million for a wide receiver. And they paid for the wrong one. So our whole thing is try something different. Try building around Lamar. We saw in 2019 when Lamar had a outstanding offensive line, the things that he could do. And why can't he be trusted going forward? Because he couldn't be trusted in the past. Me personally, you couldn't beat out John Simpson. And John Simpson was not good.
Banks, why would he be trusted going forward? Give me that argument. Give me the argument for why he would be trusted.
Yes. I mean, you can have all the faith you want in these guys, but with me, and I'm sure with the rest, we're tired of maybe he possibly could. Let's see what's going to happen. But defensively, it's always go get that stud. I don't care what he costs. Oh, Xavier Howard's on the board? Go get him. Oh, Darius Slay's available? Let's go trade for him. But when it's offensively, it's always, we got Sam Huff out there. Like, try him at wide receiver. Let's see what happens. Lamar get it done. And then when Lamar doesn't get it done, the fan base turns on him. And it's like, oh, Lamar shoulda, coulda, woulda. But not the organization should have surrounded him with better talent offensively.
No, and Ravens fans don't like change. It's a very conservative group. They don't like expectations. And so it's fine to say, hey, you know what? Let's build up the defense because that's what we're used to. And I know that's not going to win us anything. But, you know, when we lose close, we can just blame that kid under center. And it's fine. That's what the Ravens fans, that's the cycle they like.
The O-line had the number one rushing offense or Lamar had the number one
Lamar rushing offense? Lamar was the leading rusher for your team for the fifth straight year.
Yeah.
Don't come in here with that nonsense.
And two of those years, he was hurt.
That's saying something.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy stuff. But moving on, since we're streamlining today's show, I just wanted to bring this up. This is amazing. Ravens fans, I love Ravens fans. Like, I love our fan base. I love the Flock. But to me, they just sometimes they go out on a limb. And the next topic we're going to discuss is Chiefs Chris Jones received a record-setting deal with the Chiefs. He re-signed for 5 years, $160 million with $95 million guaranteed. And the only reason this story is funny to me is because I've heard people from the Flock saying, look what we did to the Chiefs. Because we signed Justin Madubuike to his contract, it affected what the Chiefs did, and they overpaid for Chris Jones. And I think I fell off my couch because – no matter what Justin Madubuike did, Chris Jones is going to make his money regardless. It had nothing to do with us. We didn't outsmart anybody. We did not make a team go out and do something they did not want to do. Chris Jones was underpaid last season and the season before, and this is just, you know, back pay from what he did and what they think that he's going to do. He's possibly one of the best two defensive tackles in the league. So to really be that... just to have that much ego to think that your team was the reason that the Chiefs paid $160 million for Chris Jones, let's reach there.
That much ego about a GM who's never won anything, mind you.
Yeah. I didn't put any stock into it when I saw the commentary. I just said, it's crazy.
Yay. But isn't that just crazy? Something that we did made the two-time defending world champions react to our move.
Right. Because they're totally scared of us.
Quite possibly.
The team that rolled right over us at home a month and a half ago.
We as a fan base are delusional. Like, we as a fan base, some of us are really delusional. Really? 160 mil, and it's because of the Ravens. It's because we did something, and they said, oh, my God, they're re-signing more defensive players. We got to re-sign defensive players, too, but give them more. Out of here. I'm sorry. But I just thought that was funny. We did not save money by signing Man to BK Furries, because I guarantee you the Ravens would not have acquiesced to his demands. They've proven it in the past. They've proven in the past that they can play hardball with a player and be like, look, I know you think you deserve this much, but you're not going to get it. And to be quite honest, you can't compare yourself to Chris Jones. So let's not compare yourself to his contract and think because he got $160 million, you deserve $120. Let's not do that.
You gave him a $98 million contract. He had one good year. You didn't save any money.
Facts.
Now, I'm not saying you wasted the money. I'm not saying that he can't perform that well moving forward, but the fact is he's done it for 1 year and you gave him that kind of deal. You didn't save any money.
Hope feel better. But, yeah, listen, and I like I said on Yolanda's stream last night, I hope and pray, man, that BK replicates his season. I hope he replicates his season because Ravens fans are going to switch up on him like that.
Yeah. But you know what? Them millions will dry his tears. So whatever.
facts.
Okay.
Oh, before we move on to the next topic, I just
what want do you to mean next topic? It's 27 minutes already. Right. I wasn't even gonna say anything before.
I was.
You know, like, but it's 27.
We only got two more topics.
We'll table them until next week.
No, we only got two more topics. It's pertinent to this week. So before I move on, wow. Thank you. April 6th, noon. Patrons, we are going to do a tour of the stadium. And I just would like to say, for those of you that are interested, please sign up to patreon.com/RUG. And for those of you that are already patrons, please let me know once again, because I'm making this Friday the deadline for the people to let me know who's coming so I can kind of get everything situated. So if you are a patron, if you are going to the stadium tour with us, please let me know by this Friday, 9 p.m. So by the time Yolanda streams on Friday night, we should have that list done.
That's right.
Bradney?
All I said was that's right.
The smile that accompanied the that's right.
I was looking at something on Twitter.
I know.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, let's get to these two topics so we can get about it. I got stuff to do. But I appreciate y'all for hanging out with me. I appreciate y'all for being here. What's going on, Tarja? That's two nights back. We got Tarja two nights back to back.
We must be doing something right. We have Tarja two nights in a row. Thank you for joining. If you're hanging out with us and you're having a good time, hit the like button.
Oh, I know.
And if you're new, welcome. Hit the subscribe button. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Just hit a button.
Hit a button. And just know, listen, on this channel right here, what we do, we don't give a damn if you disagree with us or not. Just do it respectfully. That's all we ask, because we all have different opinions. We all don't think the same. We all don't believe the same things. And if you like, yo, that's wild. That's crazy. And speak your mind, please. I love having debates or conversations, and I love hearing people's opinions and why they feel that way. But once again, do it respectfully. It's the only thing. That's the only rule I have when you come in here. Be respectful, because I'm going to be respectful to you, whether I believe in what you say or I don't believe what you say. That's all I got to say about that. Moving on. Next topic. And this is crazy to me because Baltimore Ravens publications are actually printing out articles stating that this has no merit. This has no bearing on what's going to happen in the next season. And if you do not know, the Denver Broncos traded Jerry Jeudy to the Cleveland Browns for a fifth and a sixth pick. And I think this is one of the things that kind of gets us in our group up in arms when we talk about the Ravens and hearing John Harbaugh speak about how he wants to do right by Lamar. Now, the Ravens flirted with Jerry Jeudy last offseason and didn't make a move. I'm assuming he could have been had for a fifth and a sixth from the Ravens again this offseason, but they just didn't bite. Then if you think about it, if you look at Cleveland's two starting wide receivers, you have Jerry Jeudy and Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was traded for a fifth-round pick, and they swapped six-round picks. So essentially a fifth-round pick. So two fifths and a sixth got you two starting caliber, one Pro Bowl, one All-Pro wide receiver. And this is something that the Ravens couldn't give up to make Lamar's life a little bit easier. And I know y'all going to kind of say, this ain't Monopoly. He couldn't afford to pay Amari Cooper. But in that same season, we tried to get Xavier Howard and his $15 million price tag. So miss me with the we couldn't afford to pay. Because apparently the Chiefs can give Patrick Mahomes $600 billion and give Chris Jones $200 billion and still build a team around him. But we always seem to struggle with when it comes to our players offensively and building around Lamar. And to me, I told y'all last season, offseason, I said Cleveland is building something. If Deshaun Watson was half of what Deshaun Watson was in Houston, there would be trouble. There would be a lot of trouble. But he wasn't, and they still made the playoffs. So them adding a number two receiver, because to me, that was something that they sorely missed. And if Nick Chubb comes back healthy during the middle of next season, they're going to be a problem. And we're going to be standing pat with Nelson Aguilar in Yaman Figgis Jr.
Yeah. The Browns scared me last season, honestly. They did. And now they're just starting to make additional moves. Yeah, I'm very concerned about the Browns, and rightly so. And it leaves me to ask, EDC, what are you doing about it? What are you doing to combat what the other teams in the AFC North are doing?
That's not cool.
More importantly, what are you doing to combat the fact that we can't make it past the Chiefs? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Not much.
Clearly.
Tom just says, did you hear our capologist? We need a new one. He's been here since 2010, probably. He doesn't know how to maneuver the cap in this era. Listen, I think we need to do some kind of trade. And let me see. We can trade Charlie Kolar to the Carolina Panthers for their capologist. Sure. Done. It's done.
Sure. Oh, gosh.
It's done.
Hilarious.
What? He's an excellent capologist.
We'll take him and he and Brian Burns.
I'm mad that the Browns got an unproven player. I mean, he would literally be the second leading receiver on the Ravens with
he's not another Bateman. He's been much
better
than Rashad Bateman. Yes. It's not even close.
Facts. And he did it with Russell Wilson in Nathaniel Hackett's system and playing with Sean Payton, who did not like his quarterback and benched him for the last three games, and he still came away with 700 something yards. How much did our $15 million wide receiver end the season with? 535?
Right. Like, as a defense, and this is a familiar thing with a lot of Ravens fans. Every time somebody gets a receiver, oh, that dude sucks. Who cares? Who cares? They got him. And every time it's a receiver who's better than everybody you have.
That's 100% facts, Bronny. Say it again for the people in the back.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, look, I'll take Zay Flowers for sure over Judy. Love Zay Flowers. But Judy's better than every other receiver on your team and arguably every other receiver outside of Hollywood that you've had since Lamar's been in the league.
And it's not particularly close.
Right. So I don't know what it is you think you're turning your nose up at, D-Banks, but y'all get to the postseason every year and get y'all ass embarrassed because you can't score.
But isn't this part of the process, being less injured? Isn't that part of the process?
He had 856 yards his rookie year, 467 in the second year in 10 games, then 972 and 758. Bateman hasn't come close to those numbers.
Not even close. That's why I say it's not particularly close. How many yards did OBJ have?
535.
I move on.
Yeah.
What do you mean nobody cared about Jerry Jeudy until now? We said go trade for Jerry Jeudy last year, when they were rumored to be moving him.
Facts, go all day long. And you know what? I'm not saying it was you, D-Banks, but the same thing was said about Amari Cooper. They was like, oh, he's been on two teams, he's washed, he's going to Cleveland. Nobody cares. Who cares about him? Well, you know, he put up 250 yards against the Texans, and he helped the Browns come back and beat us. We cared. And nobody cares until they start making moves. And it's the same thing every season. Who cares about this team making moves? We need to only care about us. And you're right, we do need to only care about us. But other teams in the league are making the moves that we should be making. We're not saying go out here and sign everybody, but other teams, listen, Cleveland was the number two defense in the league and got smoked by the Houston Texans. Houston Texans smoked them. Did they go out here and say, let's get more defense? Or did they say, let's go get more offense so we can start outscoring these teams? We're doing the opposite. Cleveland's on the come up. We right now have 24 free agents. We have 24 pending free agents. A lot of holes to fill, and we're under the cap. So by now and Wednesday, we have a lot of maneuvering to do.
And Banks, nobody is saying that it's all Bateman's fault. They're saying get better players than Rashad Bateman.
That's all. And I wanted Bateman. Like, I stood on my soapbox and was like, I want Rashad Bateman. And it just didn't work out. And sometimes they don't work out. And I just, to me personally, I think as our general manager, when it's like, yo, I'm not really hitting on these picks. And he's come out and said it in meetings and in press conferences. He's like, I need to do better on these picks. When you realize I'm not doing well on these picks, go out and get proven players. Go out and get DeAndre Hopkins, because I don't know about you. I knew DeAndre Hopkins wasn't washed. I knew that DeAndre Hopkins could play. But for some reason, we's like, I don't know, we'll save this money for another defensive player. And in the playoffs, once again, what ends up happening? We can't score points. And I'm just getting sick and tired of going to the playoffs, putting up less than two touchdowns a game in the playoffs.
Yep. When DK Metcalf was a free agent a couple of seasons ago, would we have fared better with him on our team if he had come to the Ravens, if we had acquired him?
I mean, listen, Stephon Diggs.
Tyreek Hill. Y'all have been bad at drafting and developing wide receivers. And that goes with DaCosta right now too, because Zay Flowers is a great pick. He wasn't the best rookie wide receiver this year, but that's fine. Whatever. Zay Flowers is really good. Hollywood was good. Hollywood was arguably like the fifth best wide receiver out of that class, and he was the first one drafted. Y'all aren't good at this. Go and get somebody that you know can play. Since DaCosta's been the GM, Stephon Diggs has been traded. Tyreek Hill's been traded. Devontae Adams been traded. AJ Brown's been traded. DK Metcalf was available. Debo was, arguably available for a bit as well. Go and get somebody you know can actually play. Go get Brandon Ayuk.
I'll take it. Yes, please.
Apparently, there's some potential in that organization.
Many opportunities for proven talent to be, like, passed over, glossed over time and again. It's frustrating as a fan. It really is.
Right. And we're just asking, just at least try. If it don't work out, you can say you tried it. But don't come up and say in a press conference, we need to do right by Lamar and, build the best operation around him possible. This should have been something that you said 5 years ago. Right. And here we are now, after not going to the Super Bowl again. Now you just say, this is what we need to do, but you're not showing it.
Yeah.
We're not showing it. And if we can't draft and develop certain positions, go out and get them. They've been available. You can't say certain people, even to an extent of, what is his name? He went from Miami with my aunt, Devontae Parker. And I'm not saying Devontae Parker is this special wide receiver. I'm not saying that at all. But for a fifth round pick, why not take a flyer? What do we need all of these draft picks for? I know they're jumping up and down at the cast right now. We got a fourth round call pick. Let's get another fullback. I know they're jumping up and down, but what have we done? We've had 56 draft picks, 56 compensatory draft picks in the Ravens' entire existence. 56. Mm-hmm. Out of those 56, approximately 10% of them have been moderate to extremely good. 12% of them have never touched the NFL field. So what is the good of getting these picks or having a whole lot of draft picks if they're not working out? Trade them for proven commodities, in my opinion. Get somebody you know can play. But no, we don't want to have to, we trade for this one. We're going to have to re-sign him, and then it's money wasted. But we didn't say that when we took Whistle Boy from Maryland. I keep forgetting his name. E-E-E-something.
E-E.
He was the Raiders, the Colts. Unique Ngakoue. We traded for him mid-season and didn't re-sign him. Draft pick wasted. We didn't have a problem wasting it on defense.
Name starts with E. That was confusing.
I know, because I'm some reason I was thinking E-E something. E-E. I don't know why. But, Unique Ngakoue. I'm sorry. But, yes. So, we need to, Oh man, 40 minutes. Yeah, we need it.
Okay, well.
Now we got one more time. It's real quick. I'm really excited about this last topic though. Really excited. Last topic. Tomorrow, noon, legal tampering begins. It begins. Teams are allowed to negotiate with free agents. They are not allowed to sign them. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. But they are allowed to discuss contractual details and kind of get that handshake deal going on. So tomorrow is going to be a very interesting day. But one thing that what perplexes me is normally it starts at noon. But sometimes at like 8 or 9 o'clock, I hear so-and-so and this team have a potential deal.
Yeah. I want to respond to Rob real quick because I love the way we can phrase, like language is a beautiful thing. Like you can phrase things however you want to make a particular point, right? Like AFC right. Championship game, a decent season, right. And fourth rounders Isaiah Likely. Oh, I can phrase it another way. I can say, you have a quarterback who's won MVP twice, and that is the same number of playoff games you've won. Right? Does that sound as good?
Right. I thought you were going to take it somewhere else because I can also say a fourth rounder is Jordan Stout. A fourth rounder is Charlie Cola. Oh, yeah. A fourth rounder is Jalen Armand Davis. A fourth rounder is Pepe Williams. What are you saying?
I don't even want to attack that because, like, look, you get to the fourth round, it's luck.
It is.
It's luck whether or not you're getting a good player or not, and whatever. Okay, Isaiah Likely played well down the stretch. He hasn't even had a good full season in his career yet. So
thanks.
So whatever.
He's coming into his own. I give him that. But he's nothing special.
He also like called for the ball in triple coverage too. So I don't know.
Listen, I'm normally the pessimistic one and I'm normally the sky's falling one. But in my mind, I'm honestly believing. I'm gonna believe EDC and John Harbaugh this one last time when they said that they're going to build this team. Build this operation around. I shouldn't believe because they said operation. They didn't even say team. Build this operation around Lamar Jackson and get him the pieces that he needs. This is the last time. Well, this is the first time and last time I'm ever going to believe them. We're going to see this week essentially what they do. We're going to see if they try to wait around for cheap bargain bin deals, or if they're going to wait around till compensatory picks. They're still able to get them. Because they got lucky with Kyle Van Noy and Jadeveon Clowney. They got lucky. Mm-hmm. Let's not act like this was a stroke of genius. They got lucky with them. And hopefully they don't think that lightning will strike twice in the same spot.
Yeah, I'll believe them when Justin Madubuike changes his name to Mike Onwenu or Robert Hunt or something like that and plays offensive line. That's when I'll believe them. They can say whatever they want. They've been saying it for 6 years, and they haven't done it, period, at any point. They haven't even put a good running back, or I shouldn't say a good running back. J.K. Dobbins is a very talented player. He had injury issues. But the fact is that you haven't put a great running back on that team, and you claim that you want to be the best running team in the league. That's what you do. And you're like, well, no, we don't need Derrick Henry. Gus got it. What? Because you can't even make the Keaton Mitchell argument. This is before Keaton Mitchell even stepped on the field. They said no thank you to Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Taylor and even Austin Eckler. Like, I'll take Austin Eckler. Like, he's a great talent. But, no, Gus got it. Gus and justice.
Well, we're looking to a Dylan Brooks. We're looking to some second and third tier running backs and hoping they can do it. And like you said to your point, Brodney, you came out and told the world, I want to be historically the best, most dominant run team the NFL has ever seen. You said this on numerous occasions. But when it comes, bless you, when it comes to fielding that team to be that dominant, you say, I'm not getting here. We're going to find the cheapest options we can. We're going to get the Latavius Murrays, the Le'Veon Bells, the Devontae Foremans, and put them back there and see what they can do.
Huh? Yeah, Freeman. But they brought back several dudes who's out of the league. Several.
Kenyon Drake.
They're liars. So it is what it is.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. Yeah. And then they say, hey, we're thinking about bringing JK back. And the only reason that they'll try to bring JK back is he's cheap. He's cheap. He's going to be cheaper because of his injury history. And if you trust, and I like JK, and I hope he thrives on whatever team he goes to outside of the Ravens, if you trust and believe that he's going to be healthy for a full season again, I don't know.
That's the question mark.
Robert, I think that's optimistic. I like DeAndre Swift. I think that's optimistic too.
appreciate you for stopping by, Nana.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift.
I like Swift, but
I mean, I did, but he. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Or I wasn't paying attention. Wait a minute.
You know what I like about these?
I don't have my glasses. It's only my glasses.
You know,
oh,
he led less hard yards because he had less carries. Less carries is also the reason why his yards per carry looks so good. And not being, you know, playing next to Lamar Jackson is also a reason that his yards per carry looks so good. I wonder why a guy like Gus Edwards, who is so talented that he's outplaying Derrick Henry, would have re-signed in Baltimore for, what was it, $3 million a year? Instead of going to be a starting running back somewhere else. He signed up to be the backup. Don't tell me how good this dude is. He's never cracked 1,000 yards in the league, right? He hasn't led the team in rushing since Lamar's rookie season. They've replaced him as a starter twice with Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins, and they're about to do it again. Nobody wants him, but you still want to sit here and tell me about how good he is and how well he's playing.
Listen, D-backs, I love Gus Edwards. Like, I love Gus Edwards, and they should resign him to me to be a backup. But for you to say that he's on the same level as Derrick Henry, well, if that's the case, if that's truly the case, why was Justice Hill starting over him? Why was Justice Hill getting more playing time than him? And he can't block, and the team knows Justice Hill can't block, but yet and still they kept him in the game. So if he's on Derrick Henry's level, why is his carries going down and down, and they're giving them up to players that can't play?
And listen, if you want to start talking about just the numbers, you're not going to like that wide receiver conversation. I'll tell you that.
Uh-oh. Well, we talking wide receivers? We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
Basically, every team in the league has two or three receivers better than everybody in Baltimore. You want to have that conversation.
Except for the Giants.
Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen went over 1,000. Ain't nobody in Baltimore doing that.
That's true. This is true.
Yes. Mark Ingram. He did it.
Yeah, years ago he did. No, D-Banks. No, look, they don't have good offensive coaching, but there's a lot of teams in the league that don't have a good offensive coaching and have good players, and they still produce.
This is facts. This is facts. Arizona. Arizona didn't have particularly good coaching. And Connors, he still went over 1,000 yards, had like 19 touchdowns. Like, it's people that do it. DeAndre Hopkins thrived in Arizona. Like, sometimes it has as much to do with talent, the talent level, as it does with the coaching. It's just a merge that you put together.
Y'all know I'm a Panthers fan. Do you think they had good offensive coaching when Christian McCaffrey went 1,000 rushing and 1,000 receiving?
No,
they didn't. But he was. That's just how good he is. You don't have any players like that.
Yes, Gus had 13 touchdowns, and I've stated this before. The reason to me I think Gus Edwards had 13 touchdowns is because Lamar knew he was in a contract year, and he knew, hey, I'm going to get my boy paid. I'm going to get you down to the goal line. Instead of me running these touchdowns on myself, I'm going to let him have it. And the Titans don't want Derrick Henry because they're going in a totally different direction. They fired their general manager. They fired their head coach. So they're going younger. They have – what's his face? The backup.
Tajay Spears.
Tajay Spears. They have Tajay Spears, and they're trying to get him more involved. And they're like, we don't want to re-sign Derrick Henry because they're in the rebuild mode. And we – supposedly aren't in a rebuild mode, but we want to sign cheap replacements on the offensive side of the ball. And oh my gosh, listen, Coach Evans, he hit this nail on the head. These Steelers, I can't remember what the statistic was, but through the first 11 games, they were outgained in every game. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what their record was at the time, but they were outgained every game and still had a winning record. Matt Canada was horrible. But they were still doing their thing, though. And Pickens, David Ojabo's father, had over 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
And look, you know, This is why you can't just look at the stat line alone. Because, yes, he had those 13 touchdowns because they chose to give him the ball at the goal line. Just like last year, Jamal Williams had 17 touchdowns. Credit for Gus. What success, bro? What are you talking about?
So you don't
what
think
success?
You don't think that Lamar got them down and intentionally didn't take touchdowns? So I'm guessing that before Hollywood got traded, Lamar wasn't intentionally getting Hollywood the ball so he could get paid. Like, Lamar's a very cerebral individual, and he loves his teammates. Like, a lot of those carries could have turned into passes or just Lamar rushing touchdowns that he gave to Gus. Like, let's not act like Gus did his whole thing and was out there balling, and we just like, yo, he getting touchdowns. Gus, for the first time in his career, was getting stopped one-on-one in the backfield. And that was the one thing about Gus in his rookie season, and I think halfway through his second year, was he didn't get stopped for losses. Like, he never had one. And then after he got his first one, it came like wildfire. It was a snowball effect that just kept rolling. So, listen, I'm not saying Gus Edwards isn't a decent back. He's not a starting back, is what we're trying to say. We're trying to say, when you have a championship-level defense, a championship-level quarterback, why now are we going skimpy when it comes to the pieces surrounding them? Now, as a complimentary back, re-sign Gus, bring him in. I love it. I love Gus. I love Gus Edwards. I have to defend Gus Edwards to Brodney. Like, me and him fight about this all the time. But as far as the starting running back for the Baltimore Ravens, he don't come close to it, bro.
But I mean, and this is, and I promise I'm not really trying to be crass here, but why even worry about a running back at this point? Because we saw that running backs are like non-existent when it's time for games. So like in the AFC Championship, we signed Dalvin Cook, I think, you know, a couple of weeks prior to that. And how much was he on the field?
That's because your running backs are Gus Edwards.
So quarterbacks don't audible. Quarterbacks don't audible plays. They don't check in the plays. They just run they just go up to the line of scrimmage and run everything that the coach called every time. Come on, bro. I know you don't believe that.
But I just wonder, yeah, Saquon Barkley, you know, whatever to the Ravens, that's fine. But for what? If we're not going to use him, for what? What's the purpose?
Listen. It's right. And listen, the Henry argument, I understand long term you don't want Henry, and you say the team stopped him. Yes. What else did they have? They had Will Levis, a rookie quarterback. Their first round draft pick, I can't remember. I don't have any cardio talent. Treylon Burks. They traded for DeAndre Hopkins. He was the only thing that they had on offense. They didn't have anything. So, of course, teams go into games knowing, stop Derrick Henry. Did he have another 1,000-yard year? Sure did. Was he still running over teams? Sure was. And depending upon the price point, why not bring him in? I want Saquon, personally. I want Saquon. A lot of other people seem to want Josh Jacobs. I'm not really sold on Josh Jacobs. He had the one good year.
I'm not really sold on any of the running backs until I understand or have a better idea of what the purpose would be to bring them in and pay them. Are we going to use them? Because if the answer is no, then put the resources somewhere else.
You reaching, bro. You reaching. Lamar's calling all the – he's audibling every play. You're reaching. But I get it. All right, listen, 54 minutes. We was only supposed to be here for 10. I think we stretched this out long enough. And this
– listen,
we still got 158 people in here.
Thank you.
Still have 150 people here. Appreciate you guys for hanging out. Appreciate you guys for making this the best stream I've ever had. I think we topped off at like 170. Never had that many. I'm feeling love. Feeling good. Wait a minute. What, coach? What do you do? Okay. Well, Nana, who do we get? We re-sign JK so he can steal our money? I mean, who do we get? Dude, we got to do something. Appreciate it, bro.
I can't with Ravens fans, though. I really, 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 really can't.
Talking about
Gus's success. Gus and his 31 yards per game in the playoffs with zero touchdowns. It's the same thing with Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews go to the playoffs. You got like 250 yards for your career and no touchdowns. Stop it.
Yeah.
Great players make plays. Period.
Mark Andrews is better than Travis Kelce.
That one is hilarious because, like, okay, I get it. You know, he had the one elite season, you know, where he had the 1,300 yards. But my goodness, like, Travis Kelce's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mark Andrews is going to have to buy a ticket to go to the Hall of Fame for the rest of his life.
Yes, that's a fact. At least we know JK. Yes, Nana, we know JK is not going to be healthy for a full season. That's what we know.
That's right, Osmond. We need to start with the O-line. Everything else to me is...
That's right, Daniel. That's right. Listen, Keon Coleman in the first, Trey Benson in the second. I don't care what you do after that. Let's go. Let's go. Just don't draft any Florida, University of Florida players.
Okay, well, thank you all so much for coming by. You're not going to talk about my team tonight, but thank you all so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate
it. Oh, no, we got another question to answer. Who has the most drop passes, Mark Andrews or Travis Kelce? Mark Andrews. That's a simple question. And the better question is, who has the most drop touchdown passes in the playoffs?
I don't, where are you even going with that? Because one of those dudes has, like, the most touchdowns in the playoffs ever. And one of them had zero.
Facts.
So I'm not sure. For what, coach? He can't draft O linemen.
That's facts, too. But Travis Kelce passed Jerry Rice for the most receptions ever in the playoffs. Mark Andrews averages four catches a game in the playoffs. Four catches a game. Zero touchdowns. We're not the same. We're not the same, bro.
Travis Kelce has 19 postseason touchdowns.
Nana, you're breaking my heart, Nana. You're breaking my heart. You're comparing J.K. Dobbins with Saquon Barkley. How many 1,000-yard seasons has J.K. Dobbins had?
Come on, Nana.
Zero. None. Has Saquon Barkley been banged up? Yes, he has. Has he been missing full seasons? Has J.K. missed? J.K.'s missed two full seasons. Two full seasons in his 4 years. Two full. He didn't come in and play a game or two and get hurt. He missed full seasons.
That's cool. Like, what's your point, Brandon?
Am I a Chiefs fan? No, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I like the Chiefs. I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I'm a fan of the truth. I'm not shaded by glasses to say Ravens got the best players and we got the best team and we do the best at everything, because we don't. And if you're sitting there having an argument with me over Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce, I don't know what we're doing here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. Who's been throwing the ball to Mark Andrews? Has it been the two-time MVP Lamar Jackson? So, but all his success is because of, man, hit that end broadcast, y'all. Let's go.
Once again, appreciate y'all. Great discussion. Great time. There is going to be we're not going to have any Ravens roundtable tomorrow. Right, tomorrow's the 11th. Tomorrow's the 11th. No Ravens roundtable. Or the 18th. Or the 18th. No Ravens roundtable. I'm sorry for that. You know, people got things to do, lives to live. Maybe, just maybe, we'll come back again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you know what? Even better.
Nope. I know
what Yolanda B. Listen, make sure you go over to Ravens Talk with Yolanda B. She's going to probably drop something tomorrow night to fill you up with that content, to give you that entertainment. Yes, yes, yes. Then also Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Electric Relaxation, Mr. Galloway. You can find myself and Mr. Galloway, my man Dre, talking all things hip hop, especially old school. I think we're doing Biggie Smalls this week. And then after that, 9:45, maybe, hopefully, maybe not, Steel Conspiracy, Suge Knight 323, me, him, Brodney, doing Steel Claw.
That's something that it's not the name. If you tell people the wrong name of the show,
Yeah, Nana. When did you let us know when you streaming?
Oh, she asked when am I returning to your show?
No. When you're going to stream on your channel like we did last night.
Brandon, what are you talking about, bro? Nobody cares.
When I'm streaming, but I'll certainly, if I do stream, I'll make sure to reach out to you so that you know, and I'll put it on the community tab or I'll so everybody can see.
Coach has a Mitchell video coming out tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure Coach is going to have like five other videos coming out as well. He does like six, seven videos a day. Dang. Shout out to the hardest working man in YouTube.
I don't know how he does it. I'm spent after one video. it takes a lot. And I see Coach, and he's able to do like 4 or 5 in rapid succession. And I'm like, I tip my hat off to Coach Evans.
What stats are we not looking up, Rodney?
I don't have any idea what this dude's talking about.
He's just like, I know Brandon, like, listen, Brandon like to argue. He come through all the strings and just argue points. You know, I need to know what stat you're talking about that we didn't look up, because there's certain stats I know and I don't have to look up. If you're talking about any stat that has to do with a Ravens running back or wide receiver compared to anybody else, you ought to know the answer to that, bro. Stop the nonsense. Stop the cap. All right, Yolanda, let the people know what you got going on and where they can find you and when they can find you with that great content. Congratulations on hitting 100 subscribers.
Yes, thank you. And thank you all so much for coming out tonight. You can find me on Ravens Talk with Yolanda, where I release a video each week on Fridays at 6 p.m. And I have been bullied into streaming on the channel, which was not included, but we'll see. As breaking news develops or as things that I feel that we need to get on here and just talk about happen, I'll certainly include or incorporate a live stream or two every now and again. I also have a second channel that is plant-based. So if you're looking to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your diet, or you just have questions on how to go plant-based, or what do vegans eat, I got you covered. Head over to Life with Yolanda, where we can do life together. And thank you so much, Linda, for having me.
Thank you for being a part. And as soon as we leave here, I'm making me a vegan cold cut. So it's going to be on and popping. All right, Bradley, let the people know what you got going on and where they can find you.
Disgusting. You can find me over on Lunch Break Hot Take Wednesday evenings at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time for the LBHT show, followed up by the Overtime show for patrons. You can find me over on Sit to Tally Films on Monday for the Ravens Roundup. You can find me on Tuesday at 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time for Steel Conspiracy, because that's the actual name of the show.
Steel Claw.
And you can find me also on this channel, apparently still on Sundays, even though I thought we had a deal to end that. And then you can find me on Ring Kings podcast
whenever
boxing event going on.
Facts. You forget anybody? Yeah. Don't forget, we do Ravens Roundtable on Mondays. Not this Monday, and the next Monday. We would do it also with our brother, Chris Just Joking, from the Deep Cover podcast. Really dope content, especially if you want to learn about draft picks, just plays, positions. They do a really great job of analyzing everything. And we also do with our brother OTL Mike, Open Mic with OTL Mike. He is back, y'all. That great content is about to be coming back out, just like that Ring King. So make sure that you tune in and see everything they got to do. Also, our buddy Ferris at Let's Get Ready Network, The Highlights, he does a show with our man Caleb, Good Friends Better Rivals, if you like the NFC least. And he has a myriad of other things and other topics. They have sports shows, movie watch-alongs, trivia, and all. Make sure you check them out. We have a whole conglomerate. We have a whole network of things that we're doing. So if you like what I'm doing, check those guys out, because they do it 10 times better than me. So appreciate you all coming by. Make sure hit that like and subscribe button before you go. Share this so we can grow in this algorithm. Also, I just got remonetized Thursday, so I'm starting to make money again on these videos. Let's pump this up. Watch the commercials. Watch commercials. You make more money that way. But I appreciate you coming by. Try to get some more content out. I got 2 big videos coming up. They're gonna take a while to do, so I need to get on them. They're gonna take like at least a week or so to do. So please watch it, because if it takes me a week to do this video, I'm gonna be so sad if I see 110 views on a 2-week long video that it took for me to get done. Like that's gonna kill my spirit. That's about to kill my spirit. Ain't nobody arguing. I don't know why people come in here and get so butthurt. Ain't nobody arguing.
I was just going to say, please remember to sign up for Patreon, because Hanging with Hendo is back. It is a thing on Saturday nights, and you certainly don't want to miss it, where we had the debut of Miss Chocolate Lady Cap last night. Great conversation. Great insight she provided. So make sure you sign up for the Patreon, and not just Hendo's Patreon, Coach Evans,
Lunch Sally, LBHT show,
LBHT show. You've got
Open Mic
with OTR Mike. And I don't know if Suge has a Patreon.
Suge does not have one. Dre has one. Mr. Galloway, 2 R's.
Mr. Galloway has it. Sign up for all the Patreons, because it's well worth it. And you'll be glad you did. And you can just thank me later.
Facts. And shout out to Marcus Payne, our newest patron. Appreciate you, bro. I sent you a message. I guess I have to resend it for you to join the Discord. I don't know if you received that message because I haven't seen you come in through there yet. But, you know what I mean? I don't know why people can cash app you, Shug. I don't know. Every time I turn around, you just money, 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 money. No. Yeah, coach. It takes a long time to edit these videos. And sometimes I hate it because I'll sit there and be like, oh, I got to put a video out. And I'll stay up all night, 3, 4, 5 hours, and I'll be editing, and I'll release the video. And I'm not going to hold you. Listen, 300 views is a lot of views, but for the time that's put in, you know what I'm saying? Brandon, it was a joke, Brandon. Geez, why are people so sensitive? Yikes. Listen, we getting out of here. It's been 1 hour and 6 minutes. Appreciate y'all. Make sure you come back every week, 7 p.m. We don't know who's going to be here next week. We know Bridie's going to be here. I don't know if Yolanda B is going to be here, but check her out. Friday live stream from her, Purple Fridays. Or she's going to do Purple Saturdays. We don't know which one she's going to do just yet. I'm trying to get that down both? Because why not Purple both? Yes, she's trying to get down, her. Right? Facts.
Thank you Bridie. All so much. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. You all take care. Stay safe. And remember, always go Ravens. God bless.
Indeed, we about to go get cussed out again.